Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Every new boy that you meet, he doesn't know the real surprise.
Here she comes again.
When she's dancing beneath the starry sky.
One of only two in the city. I'm going to tell you, just before the YMCA went away, just whatever, in 2019, on the east side of town, we had the YMCA, we had Pensacourt, we had Roger Scott, all offering swimming lessons, all that compressed into one pool. We had, prior to that, Santa Kites used to have its own pool, a neighborhood pool. So we have been declining in these public resources for children and for families. And this is, by all means, a place-making location for children and families.
City Councilman Jen Brayer talking during Thursday night City Council meeting about the pool. Remember, this is the kind of the ongoing problem of Sally had damaged the old restroom at the Roger Scott pool. That's the one on scenic. My brain. What's the road that goes right by the Roger Scott tennis courts? I can't think of it right now. Anyway, it goes right by the airport and the fire station. And it'll come to me in a minute. Anyway, I feel so stupid. okay. Anyway, the bathrooms were damaged in Sally, and they'd never been repaired. And then the cost to actually do the repair replacement of a changing room was going to be enormous, and the city council balked at it. So then they did a redesign that is a less expensive version, but that cost, you know, they did one redesign, they've done another redesign. There's money sunk into all this, and in the end, what we're going to get is just the bathroom without the real changing facilities and all that, and it's kind of going to be a step down in quality, but it's because the price to do things is so darn expensive.
This came to us in November of 24, right? November of 24. We set it $1 million. It was too high for us, you know, that we would like to take another look at it. And then we never saw it again. And then in September of 25, this pool restroom building was ordered, right? And they told the city that it was on between 10 and 12 months. That's their time period. They never delayed thereafter. At least that's what they told me. And that they had always said 10 to 12 months. So it was never going to open this summer. And if it was, it was going to open very late in the summer. I mean, the best hope was the end of July, which is kind of a ridiculous time to open a pool in Florida for kids that go back in August, whatever, 12th or 15th.
So what she's saying is that the mayor has been giving an inaccurate picture of the events or of the likely time frame and should have known all along that it was not going to be able to be reopened this year, because the Roger Scott pool is not going to be reopened this summer at all. And she's saying that the claims that the mayor has of saving, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars are only true if you ignore certain costs that have been lost or invested or, It's not quite as good a picture as he is saying, and she wants to make sure people are aware that she's frustrated about the loss of the pool, just like families are frustrated about the loss of that pool. By the way, thank you for all the texts telling me Summit. Like, I know it's not scenic. I know it's a short word, starts with S. I can see the road in my head. Anyway, so she goes on.
I think that it's, when we say we saved $300,000, we paid $170,000 to have the other bathroom designed that we decided to scrap. That was that's just gone. That money, we had it designed and then we decided not to. And for me and for the families that I'm talking about, for this experience, for an entire year gone for them, for the camps that are messed up, all that kind of stuff. To me, $200,000 more to have this thing built in-house. There's no dressing room in what we've ordered. So if people are going to change after swimming, then they're going to have to do it in the stall with the toilet, all that kind of stuff. This is not, what we put out was that we were going to replace and upgrade pool restrooms, shower amenities. That's what we put in our line item. We are not upgrading, we're downgrading. There is no longer a place that you can dress. There's no longer a shower you can take inside. There's no longer any of those things.
So I understand her frustration, and I think she's got some points. And, you know, I mean, Jen's a very reasonable person. But she's also kind of ruining the decision that was already made that she wishes we could go back in time and make differently and spend an extra quarter of $1 million to get a full-blown restroom facility with changing area and all of that. Well, you know, that's not really on the table. Time travel's not available, and sometimes you make mistakes, if it is. And, you know, looking back, knowing that it would have only been this much more to get everything as opposed to what we're going to pay now to get just a little bit, well, you know, maybe they would have made a different decision. But, you know, look, as I love Rob Lowe's character in The West Wing, his comment one time, and I thought it was great, when he's like, you know, around here we play with live ammo, live rounds. You make decisions and you do your best, and sometimes you make mistakes. And this is a mistake, if it is, that the city council made in conjunction with advice from the mayor, and then a decision was made after that that isn't pleasing to her in the end, but it just results in a sucky situation that we're not going to get a great facility and the pool's going to be closed all year.
This is a very important thing to me, and it's a very important thing to the families in my community, and I am very upset about it, but I wanted to get at least these numbers out there. So we're at right now, we've put $832,450.66 into this anyway. We could have had it built. That's what I'm saying, and we would not have lost. I know it's not all that important to some people, a public pool like that, but it's extremely important to those families and to the families and to the children and to the placemaking ability for children. So I just had to get that up.
Yeah, I understand the frustration, but, you know, how does that help now? And actually, Rick Outson had a pretty good report on this, and he's, you know, Hurricane Sally damaged it. Then the restrooms were condemned. They put in a porta potty in 21 and 22. She flagged the crisis. Then 23, Mayor Reeves announced the investment of a full designed facility at $264,000 for the design construction at $1.2 million. Everybody lost their mind because $1.2 million for a bathroom seems ridiculous. 2024 went to the restroom only design, spent another $170,000 to redesign it, and the lowest bid came in at $1 million. Nope, not doing that, you know? And then 2026, now we have it's closed for the season with a $670,000 construction. And there's already, you know, for not the same kind of thing, basically, that they're putting in now. He's saying that, you know, we've saved money compared to what it would have been. And that's true. And she's saying, yeah, but for not much more, we could have had something a whole lot better. And that's true. And here we are. And, you know, a year from now, we're going to have a sort of crummier version of something new. The pool will be open. And like so many other things, you know, that'll be that. 617 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. Not seeing anything so far to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, somebody's texting, Andrew, did you just make a West Wing reference? And I thought I loved you before. Oh, yeah, man. No, West Wing is my number one. I can't get my wife to rewatch it with me is the problem. We watched it the first time. And we will rewatch some series. We did so recently with friends. And I want to rewatch them. But then I sit and think, let's see, it's six seasons or whatever it is. And it's, you know, 20 shows a season. Am I really willing? And I know it would be great. But, you know, it's like Star Trek. The original Star Trek is on my list. Maybe we can make a frivolous topic out of that. All right. 618 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, or honestly, for the first time buying, you know, you might rent, you might live with your parents, might be just getting married, whatever the case may be, or you started a family and you need to get out of the rental and get into a house and you want the kids to grow up in a place that has, you know, permanence to it. Hey, whatever your reason is, get good advice. Find somebody who really knows the market, the pricing, if you're selling, the staging and the listing and all of that, but also just can guide you. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are great at this. They sold 170, sorry, that was the year before. They sold 209 homes last year. 175 3 years ago, 165, and then 209 homes last year. It's crazy. But the reason I say this is because, especially in the beginning, when you're buying your first home or when you're not sure what you want to do, that's the time to get expert advice. Man, you just, I think about going back in history and getting somebody like Christina to be our first realtor to buy a first house. Oh, I wish. But, you know, sometimes you learn from your mistakes. Anyway, Christina Leavenworth, don't make those mistakes. You just learn from her. She's great. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Attention on deck, Pensacola. Mark your calendars for the Pensacola Navy Day celebration, May 8th through the 10th, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union and the Pensacola Ice Flyers. As the cradle of naval aviation, Pensacola's relationship with the military runs deep. This exciting event celebrates our ties to the armed forces, honoring those serving at Naval Air Station Pensacola and beyond. Navy Days kicks off on Friday, May 8th, with a golf tournament and black tie night at the museum gala at the National Naval Aviation Museum. On Saturday, May 9th, don't miss the 4K run walk and patriotic parade through downtown Pensacola. The festivities continue at Plaza de Luna with a family fun fest. And Sunday, May 10th, join us at Museum Plaza for a special Modern El Dorados concert presented by the City of Pensacola. Join residents and visitors alike in celebrating over two centuries of Pensacola's ties to the world's finest military forces. Visit PensacolaNavyDays.org for details, lodging specials, and how to get involved.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're not looking for an argument.
You just want to know what's going on.
And that's a good thing.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, was that smart?
Okay.
Was it shrewd? Was it good tactics, or was it stupid?
Don't call me stupid.
Texting me about like how many episodes are on West Wing, and my husband and I have rewatched it many times. seven seasons, yeah. 155 episodes, man. So that's a commitment.
Dedication.
Or I could just do it in a week. If I didn't sleep for a whole week, 168 hours in a week, 155 hours. And it's only 40 minutes a shot, so it's not even that much. It's probably like 120 hours total time.
Look at you.
Let's just go do it. Oh,
make
man.
Her sit through it.
622 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, man. No, I don't know if you and Talisha do this, but one of the things. So we have TV and or movies that like I pick and then she picks and then we both pick. Like we know we're going to watch that. And if I pick one and it's bad and she's looking at me, and if she picks one that's bad and I'm looking at, you know, like you brought that to the table, you know.
I completely understand.
I'm sure we're the only ones who go through that. Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. The UK's King Charles and Queen Camilla arrived in Washington, D.C. Monday. Spent most of the day with President Trump and First Lady Melania. They'll meet again today and later. Members of the Senate and House will gather in the House chamber for a joint address by King Charles. And I believe we're planning on maybe carrying that here when that happens.
Should we? I guess. At least it'll all be in English.
The popular...
Si, senor.
You know, because sometimes the foreign diplomats come and it's like, you know, this is half in Pakistani or Pashto or whatever. You know, it's like... Anyway, go ahead, David.
Popular video game Fortnite is refunding players who purchased in-game items connected with the singer-turned-accused murderer, David. And this is the David spelled D4VD. odd spelling.
Like with the symbols and the, you know,
I'm
it's got to
leave it alone.
A dollar sign app Rocky, you know, like, go on.
I don't get it. I've never heard of this guy until this whole murder thing. But starting today, if you purchased any David-related items on Fortnite, you're eligible for an immediate refund. And the NBA
is... Well, look, if your job isn't to teach us about the news events that nobody knows anything about, I don't know what your job is.
Hey, absolutely. Everybody's got a purpose. Apparently, that's mine. The NBA's Rookie of the Year for 2026 is Dallas Mavericks forward Cooper Flagg. He finished the season averaging 21 points and more than 6 rebounds and 4 assists per game.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Well, we're still rolling accident-free right now, not seeing anything to slow you down. If you're on, 98 eastbound, just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, experiencing about a 4-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. Yesterday, of course, it was American Idol, so we had Keila Richardson was performing, and it was kind of a different episode. They each got to sing 2 songs. So I'm not going to play all of both of them for you, but I will tell you, the first song she did was a Taylor Swift song that I did not recognize because the arrangement was so different. But here's the Taylor Swift version. Can I go where you go? If you've listened to her newest album, it's on that album. Can we always be this close forever and ever? So that's kind of that's the style of it as sung by Taylor Swift. And here's the way Keila Richardson sang it last night. Can I go where you go? Can we always be this close forever and ever and I? Take me out, take me home. So she did great, as she always does. But the arrangement to me was so different. And I did not recognize the song until I heard the Taylor Swift version again because I went back and listened. Like, I thought I knew these songs. Anyway, and then, she talked about what she was going to sing as her second song.
I'm singing Etta James, I'd Rather Go Blind. Honestly, it's my first time really listening to Etta James. Dang, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She's from California, and so when I heard her singing, I'm like, man, I got to try to embody this and give that because they don't make music like that no more. And so I hope I can do her song justice.
Okay, let me say it this way. You can't sing Etta James better than Etta James, but you can maybe just not do it badly. It's about the best you can hope for, because this is the Etta James song, the actual song she was going to sing. This is Etta singing I'd Rather Go Blind.
Something told me it was over.
Yes, I know it's
sing it, girl.
I know it's wrong to play and not let play. I mean, I know I've done something horrible in the world of music because it's so good. Etta James is so good. And you can't argue with that. So the goal is not to sing it better. That's not possible. The goal is to sing it well.
Told me it was over. Yeah. When I saw
she sang it well. You cannot sing it better than Etta, but you can sing it well. Be like, I sang that better than Aretha. What? You're going to music hell for that. You're like,
what?
You could never say it, right? So this, and again, I think Keila Richardson's strength as a singer is not the beginning. It's when she starts to do the flourishes toward the end and really live it, and she's walking away from the stand of the microphone holding it. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty spectacular. So she obviously made it into the top five.
The first person in your top five is Keela. Congratulations.
Yeah, so she's in, and when she gets to the top three, when I'm assuming that will actually happen, then we will be able to celebrate her here with a local thing.
The American Idol competition, that was a great opportunity to go out there. And don't worry, it was on my own dime. I know there was a couple questions about that, but was happy to do it. It was a great moment as a dad and a great moment as a mayor to be able to support somebody I don't think there's anything in politics all of us can agree on, but it seems like we found one thing here in Pensacola that doesn't matter where you're from or how old you are or what you look like or how long you've lived here, we all want Keela to do well.
Absolutely. And if she does make top three...
It was great being invited by her family out there, an awesome experience. And most importantly, if you didn't see today, May 6th is when the concert, the homecoming that American Idol does with the final three people every year, that would be on May 6th here. So probably Wahoo Stadium.
So Wahoo Stadium probably on May 6th and some kind of a parade if she makes top three. So I'm sure that'll be fantastic, assuming that it does happen.
Fox News. Three Senate Republicans announced a bill to approve $400 million for construction of a secure White House ballroom in response to the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting at a D.C. hotel Saturday. The suspect is due back in court Thursday. Fox's Alex Hogan.
31-year-old Cole Allen booked his hotel room about 3 weeks before the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And the engineer and teacher made his initial appearance in court yesterday, facing at least three criminal counts,
including attempting to assassinate the President of the United States. King Charles addresses Congress this afternoon.
For the first time since Queen Elizabeth visited the U.S. in 1991, a British monarch is expected to address a joint meeting of Congress later today. King Charles and Queen Camilla receiving a royal welcome at the White House on Monday, with President Trump and First Lady Melania greeting them.
Fox's Todd Pyro. There's a formal White House arrival ceremony this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 71 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies this morning, and we'll get a full look at our forecast. That's up in just a few minutes. A paceman has been sentenced to 5 years in state prison for the hot car death of his 10-month-old son in 2021. Dustin Campbell was convicted of aggravated manslaughter in January after leaving his infant son in a hot van. June 9th, 2021, at their Pace home. The child was found in the van hours later, and Campbell told deputies he thought his wife or another family member had taken the baby inside. In addition to prison time, Campbell was sentenced to 2 years of community control and 3 years of probation. Pensacola police are looking for the public's help in identifying a person of interest in Sunday morning's shooting on North 17th Avenue. The suspect is described as a Hispanic male in his early to mid-20s, between 5'10 and 6 foot tall, last seen wearing a red shirt, blue jeans, and black shoes. Photos have been posted online, and anybody with information is asked to contact either the Pensacola Police Department or Crime Stoppers. Well, Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson says the Secret Service deserves credit for protecting President Trump Sunday at the Washington Hotel, but he does say there are still questions about agent marksmanship that should be answered.
The outer perimeter caught it. It wasn't like he got into the ballroom, you know, where everybody was at. So they did their job. I don't understand how they didn't kill him, but I guess that'll come out later.
Johnson worked protective detail for President Ronald Reagan in the Air Force from 1982 to 1986. A Secret Service officer was shot in the incident on Sunday, but the round was stopped by his vest. Johnson says the suspect's ability to run through the scene without being struck by multiple agents firing at him is baffling, and does say that high-pressure shooting training may need to be revisited for the Secret Service. Well, some surfers on Pensacola Beach say they've recently noticed a greasy film on their skin after going in the water, and they believe it's connected to the ongoing beach nourishment project. Pensacola Beach Fishing Pier Management tells the PNJ that the slick feeling is likely algae and sediment stirred up from the ocean floor by dredging, and not an equipment leak. Fishermen have also noticed fewer fish near the pier due to vibrations from the dredging pipe. The Santa Rosa Island Authority says the contractor does submit daily water quality reports. The dredging project is expected to wrap up in early May. Well, time's running out to pay property taxes. The deadline is this week. Escambia tax collector Scott Lunsford says more than $22 million in property tax remains unpaid. All 2025 unpaid real estate and tangible personal property taxes do need to be paid by 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, April 30th. The unpaid total represents about 4% of the county's tax roll. It's 6:35 here at News Radio 92.3, and John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to have mostly sunny skies today with a high near 83 degrees, 20% chance of rain today. Overnight, temperatures dropping near 71. For Wednesday, mostly sunny skies with a 20% chance of rain, high near 84. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69. Keeping a small 20% chance of rain on that Thursday with a high near 79 degrees, and Thursday night temperatures dropping near 65. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, clear skies. We've got 69 degrees in Pensacola, 68 Milton, 71 in Gulf Breeze. Your next news at 7, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. General Motors raised its 2026 guidance after significantly beating Wall Street's first quarter earnings expectations following a roughly $500 million benefit from the Supreme Court decision to terminate and refund certain levies paid under President Trump's tariffs. GM's 2025 first quarter results included roughly $44 billion in revenue. Oil prices are higher this morning by more than 2% as Iran war worries keep markets on edge, with the Strait of Hormuz staying shut. West Texas Intermediate currently hovering at roughly $100 per barrel, Brent at nearly $111. Treasury yields rose this morning as investors awaited developments on negotiations between the U.S. and Iran, which hit an impasse over the weekend. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note rose more than 2 basis points at 4.356%. Futures are mixed as investors watch for developments between the U.S. and Iran. Monday, the Dow Industrials dropped 62, the NASDAQ up 50. That's Your Money Now.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
Managing your ECUA service is easier. The new My ECUA mobile app puts everything you need right at your fingertips. From paying your bill, submitting service requests, and reporting issues like missed collections, damaged or lost bins, water main breaks, and sewer overflows, it's all right there in one easy-to-use app. Take control of your services anytime, anywhere. So download My ECUA. It's available in the App Store and Google Play.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called. We learned during the Period of Purple Crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple Crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Thursday at 9, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Opening Doors of Northwest Florida.
Executive Director Bruce Cady and Autumn McAllister, Director of Emergency Services at Lakeview Center, help connect individuals from crisis response to coordinated entry, housing resources, and long-term stability. Opening Doors is the lead agency for the homeless continuum of care in our area. Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida, sponsored by Nurses on Call.
You don't always have time to sit and listen.
That's why Pensacola Right Now works the way it does.
Every few minutes, you get the latest local news, traffic on the fives, weather, and updates you actually need. So whether you're in the car for 5 minutes or 50, you're always caught up. Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Whereas the Navy Junior Reserve Officers Training Corps program, commonly known as NJROTC, is a nationally recognized leadership and citizenship development program conducted in high schools across the United States, with roughly 580 units in secondary schools nationwide. And each year, only a small selection of units, typically 25 to 35 schools, qualify to compete at the NJROTC Nationals after rigorous regional competition.
So, you know how we pay a lot of attention to sports? I mean, I don't pay a lot of attention to local sports, except if they go to, like, states or nationals, something like that. And even then, I don't pay as much attention as I think some people would. It's just, it's one more domain of stuff that's too hard for me to get into. But a lot of times, when it comes to high schools, we pay a lot of attention to sports, right? And we pay some attention to academics, you know, competitive things that people do. But to see the county commission, Santa Rosa County Commission, championing and celebrating the NJROTC from Pace High School the other day, it was really cool.
Pace High School NJROTC qualified for the 2026 Nationals and finished second place in the competition, demonstrating the dedication, discipline, and year-long preparation of the cadets and their leadership team.
So ho-hum, second in the nation. And they have won before.
And over the past 5 years, Pace High School NJROTC has established itself as a national powerhouse, winning the national championship three times and placing second and third in other years, speaking volumes about their work ethic and commitment.
First, second, third. That's an unbelievable five-year track record.
And now, therefore, as the Santa Rosa County Board of County Commissioners, we do hereby recognize Pace High School NJROTC for being ambassadors of Santa Rosa County and the state of Florida, while consistently showcasing leadership, teamwork, academic, and physical preparedness on a national stage. Passed and adopted by the Board of County Commissioners on this 23rd day of April 2026 and signed by me as chairman.
Now, in and of itself, I probably would have played those clips anyway. That's the proclamation the Santa Rosa County Commission did for the, you know, Navy Junior ROTC from Pace. But they had the kids there. And you know how it's common to look at the kids these days and see them glued to their screens and, you know, grass? I don't know. What's grass? What do you mean? Talk to a person in real life? What are you talking about? You know, like just, you know, kids. They give you the Gen Z stare. There's a lot of things they're not that good at. And, you know, it's easy to be kind of down on the future. Let me introduce you to the members of the NJROTC team from Pace High School. And I don't have any of their names, and I'm kind of annoyed that they didn't say, and nobody said their names, and they didn't say their names. But I believe this is the commanding officer, okay?
Yes, sir. You did mention that there are over 580 schools, like, across the nation, and that is true. While there are only 25 can compete at the national level, most people ask us, well, were you upset that you guys got runner-up, or were you sad that you got second? To us, that doesn't mean anything to us at all. It was about the journey and about what we did with our cadets and seeing the progress that we made with people at the beginning of the year and at the end. It was rigorous nights, and as you mentioned, we appreciate your compliment of us being a powerhouse. We feel like a powerhouse, too. We learned so much in this experience, and in our hearts, we won deep inside. You know, we were at school like 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 just about every day. Some nights were even longer, but it was about that team bonding, that cohesion, what we learned leading up to this moment. And if we could do it again, I would do it again, because it was fun and it was exciting. And we were happy and to have the privilege to perform at the national level that most teams wouldn't get. We understand that privilege, and we have to fight for it every year. And I hope that the team next year will bring us home first. So, and we appreciate the proclamation this morning of the recognition. So, thank you. XO?
So, pretty good start, right? Clarifying some things, telling a bit of their story, being excited. You know, it's not about second or first. It's about the journey, the XO.
This means definitely a lot to a lot of us. All the hard work we put together. It's not just for that win and be able to go there. It's just that journey to get there. Definitely means a lot. We put so much work in just for each other, not just for ourselves, but everything we do is kind of, we're pushing each other. We move from one team to the next, and we're always just focusing on what can we do to get better for each other, and not just that kind of that single journey, but that journey as one. Definitely was the biggest thing for us.
These are high school students, remember. These are high school students in the junior ROTC for the Navy.
I would just like to say thanks for having us. Thank you very much. I think that it was an extremely strenuous, long journey, but it was very worth it. There was a lot of learning from it. There was a lot of building. We all came together with one another and with the rest of our peers, and we all worked towards a common goal, which is really powerful. And as people, we became one and kind of worked towards it no matter what we placed there. I personally, no regrets. I thought it was amazing.
We'll come back to this in just a second. Is it inspiring you at least a little with some hope for the future and some belief about that, you know, it's not all going to hell in a handbasket. At least some of the kids are pretty fantastically capable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. I'm seeing everything rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to the NJ ROTC from Pace High School that just took second in nationals. And they were talking at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting after a proclamation in their honor.
I just want to say one of the things that was really impressive to me, just watching our team go through it, is just because we're on top years before doesn't mean we're given it this year. And, you know, you can't take that for granted. You can't, you know, be satisfied where you are. We have to keep pushing, and I think we did a really good job of that this year. And that's what makes it so special, you know. And like they said, people ask if you regret getting second versus first, but there really isn't a difference to us, because the name they call at the end of the day isn't what matters to us. It's how we got there. And just watching the team, like, keep their fight up the whole year when we've won years past and it seems like, oh, we're just going to win again. That's not how it always is. So just, you know, keeping that fight up is a big thing. I was really impressed with our team, how we did that all year. So, and thank you for the opportunity this morning.
Oh, boy, the battle against the complacency of excellence is a real challenge that anybody or any organization who does well at something falls into. And that's, I mean, it's wonderful that they're talking about all this stuff. So I was just excited to hear from them. And the more they talk, the more excited I got that, you know, there are kids like this in every high school. There are kids like this in every junior high school. There are outstanding performers and academicians and athletes and ROTC members. And just, it's easy to forget, especially if you pay attention to a lot of the news stories, or, you know, you talk with your friends about, you know, the good old days. And okay, I mean, you know, there's truth to that. But, you know, every generation does that. And it doesn't mean objectively there can't be a time when things might be getting worse or that the overall quality might not be what it was. But I just wanted to give you a moment to recognize that there are reasons for optimism about the future. And particularly in this case with the kids from Pace High who are in NJ ROTC, it's pretty great. Commissioner Colton Wright.
Gentlemen, I know in the social media world and what we see on television and movies, and I know those of us that have our own children and the things we hear and the struggles we've seen and as a teacher, sometimes it's easy to say, gosh, I don't know how I feel about this next generation. You young men and women right now show us that we're in good hands. There's no doubt that you will be the leaders of tomorrow, whether it be command of an installation somewhere, sitting on a dais like this, or maybe being a county or a city administrator, or being a doctor or lawyer, just being a good member of society, making a big impact on people and giving back to the community. You're already serving right now. and showing that you're selfless. So we appreciate that.
Absolutely. I loved it. Anyway, I just wanted to share it with you because every once in a while we need a little bit of uplifting and inspiration, and I thought that was it. And John, I know you live not in Pace exactly, but, you know, you live in close Milton, you know.
Yeah.
So pretty great to see some of this stuff, right?
And a lot – some of those kids that are on the Pace JROTC.
NJ ROTC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, ROTC. I just know by ROTC.
Yeah, right. I know. That's
I coached a few of them in baseball.
All right.
So I know kids both in Pace and Milton that I coached, and I'm so proud of them.
And I think, if I could be mistaken about this, but I think, because the Milton has been talking about the decision about the plane and the helicopter and the both or one or the other, whatever, I believe it's the junior ROTC at Milton that maintains the plane, if I'm not mistaken. I believe that that's
true. I think
true.
So,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you don't hear a lot about the Boy Scouts, but the Boy Scouts do produce, you know, Life and Eagle Scouts, and they do projects. And it just, there are reasons to be optimistic, but it doesn't always percolate up to the level of a local radio show or, you know, or to the newspaper or to the TV show. And sometimes it doesn't.
They do things quietly in the background.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
And a lot of times, not to pontificate too much, but the things that captivate our attention or that, you know, qualify as news are often not the things that really matter the most in life, nor are they the most representative of what's going on in real life. I mean, I think of, you know, how many people did a crime last week? Well, how many people went to church last week? You know, it's just, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of daily human activities, ordinary activities to excellence activities, that you have to do them or see them to know about them because, you know, they're never going to be a news story. And the cumulative effect of the way we report on news can definitely have the impact on you of thinking that the world is worse than it really is, because, you know, the world is full of neighbors who bring in packages for their neighbor who's on vacation, and, you know, just dumb little stuff that makes the world a better place that people do all the time, and some more significant stuff that people do, like, you know, performing in junior ROTC. 651 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you wake up in the morning feeling great and refreshed and wonderful, like your body had the kind of, you know, treatment at night that it deserves, well, good. If it doesn't, if you wake up sore and achy and, like, you have to get out of bed to recover from being in the bed, you know, could be you need a new mattress. And probably you know. And how long has it been? And how old is that thing that you're sleeping on now, right? So, okay, and, you know, over time, they decay, they degrade. It's time to get a new one. You know this, so go to the sleep center. Well, it's going to be a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, mattresses aren't cheap. Good ones. They're not cheap. But it's healthcare. And I'm becoming more and more aware as you get older that, you know, taking care of your body is pretty important. And, you know, the things you get away with when you're 18 are not the things you can get away with when you're 55. And having a good mattress that will support you properly, your body style, that will give you the pressure point support that you need, the kind of support, the kind of firmness that you want, all of those things matter. And basically, when you wake up in the morning, you ought to feel like you were treated well and not, you know, beaten up overnight. The Sleep Center, best selection, best service, best price. People often imitate them. They've never duplicated them. There's no commission, so there's no pressure. If you have been treated poorly by a mattress or by a mattress store, stop by the Sleep Center on the north side of Creighton, just east of Davis Highway.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance partners with local and state stakeholders to compete for companies that are considering Escambia County, the city of Pensacola, and the town of Century. These jobs, wages, and investment deliver real returns for our residents. These outcomes strengthen Escambia County's economy and protect taxpayer interests through disciplined, results-driven economic development. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
Bands on the Beach happens every Tuesday night at 7 with the Santa Rosa Island Authority at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and enjoy the great music while the sun sets over the sand. This week, Chase Mitchell takes the stage. Chase is a Gulf Coast native and toured nationally as a child and teen, sharing stages with artists like Taylor Swift, Jason Aldean, and Rascal Flatts. We'll see you this Tuesday at Bands on the Beach with the Santa Rosa Island Authority and Cat Country 98.7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us today at 10 a.m. to find out what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in today at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin, weekdays 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
That icky, sticky stuff is only fit for heffalumps and woozles.
You mean elephants and weasels?
That's what I said, heffalumps and woozles.
Good morning, 6:54, News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Good morning, gentlemen. The man prosecutors say opened fire at the White House Correspondents' Dinner is being charged with attempt to assassinate the President of the United States. That charge carries a maximum of life in prison. The other counts he's facing carry a maximum of 10 years in prison. A liquid natural gas tanker has cleared the Strait of Hormuz, the first known since the U.S. and Israel launched the war in Iran a few months ago. The ship, the Mubaraz, is sailing under a Liberian flag. It's now close to India, according to tracking data. And budget airlines are asking the White House for $2.5 billion to help pay for rising jet fuel costs. In exchange, the airlines would give the federal government the right to purchase stakes in the companies. The Association of Value Airlines represents carriers like Frontier and Avelo and is heading up that request.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report to you, but if you're at W Street and Cervantes Street, the light is out there. So just be aware of that. And let's see here. Oh, we just had an accident happen at Copter Road and North Davis Highway with road blockage. We'll get you more information on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
John, you're a big baseball fan. You're a bigger football fan, but you're a pretty big baseball fan.
Yes.
Right? Marlins, your team.
And Rangers, yeah.
And the Rangers, yeah. Okay. All right. And, but you're, you know, you're engaged to a Cardinals fan, so.
I know. I know.
What do you think of the new ABS system, the ball strikes where the catcher and the pitcher and the, you know, and the batter can challenge?
I'm glad you asked that question because when I was at the Diamondbacks game.
Just last week.
Just, yeah.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah, last Friday. It was Saturday.
Okay.
Anyway, I loved it because this umpire, because we were sitting behind home plate and I was like, ooh, that's a bad call. And
was it Angel Hernandez? Go on.
They would tap their head. And so the little box would appear on the big screen.
Okay.
To say yes or no. I loved it. Because he missed so many that determined the game.
You know, the Cardinals lost a game on Sunday because of a strike call that was overturned that, you know.
Oh, I know.
Wound up being the,
you know, oh,
the,
I know.
Yeah, that was, it was a strike call, right? It wasn't a home run call. No, I can't remember. I think
it was a strike.
Yeah, I think it was. Anyway, so the one thing I learned about this that I did not know, Ricky Horton, who does calls for the KMOX for the Cardinals, and as a former player and a pitcher. And by the way, one of the things I like about it, I kind of had realized, is the person with the best view of the strike zone is the catcher. Better, of course, than the umpire. The pitcher has a pretty good view, but he's a long way away. You know, the batter has a pretty good view, but it's hard to see it for sure. Like, the catcher really does have the best view, of course. And so catchers are in the best position to know that was, that wasn't, you know, and they know when to call for it to be overturned. I agree with the sentiment that not only is it good for the game, but it has also generally proved that the umpires, with some particular mistakes, are actually quite good, generally speaking. I mean, the misses are by fractions of an inch,
oh,
typically.
Yeah.
They're very,
oh, yeah.
You know.
That's what I was noticing.
You're not typically getting a lot of egregious calls overturned. There aren't that many egregious calls. Okay, but he made a point that I had not realized. And if you're not into baseball, I apologize. We're going to nerd out for just a second. Here's what Ricky Horton said the other day.
One other unique thing that we have not talked a lot about with the ABS system is that the ABS system is now a two-dimensional strike zone. It's just got height and kind of width of the strike zone, swing and a foul. It used to have depth of the strike zone because if it was actually over the actual plate, it would be a strike. So think about umpires having to make that adjustment, and that means a lot more pitches aren't strikes, bottom line. I guess there are others that could be strikes, but no. It is a definite different strike zone.
Any strike that's on the current strike zone would be a strike. Right. There are no other ones that would be. He's misunderstood that. But he's exactly right that the strike zone used to be a box, a three-dimensional box, shaped like a pentagon, sort of. But the idea was that you could catch the rear outside corner of the box with a curve or the very front of that box, and it would not fit in the two-dimensional plane that they're using for the ABS system that goes through the middle of the plate. So there are for sure balls that would have properly been strikes if we did a three-dimensional system, but we don't, it's two-dimensional. That bothers me. But they tested three-dimensional in the minor leagues. They couldn't make it work right. They didn't think that it was a better product, so they've gone with this, which is easier to see. But it is not this. By the way, it's based on the player's height, in case you didn't know that. It's a percentage of the player's height is the bottom of the strike zone. It's like 23%, I think. And then the top of the strike zone is like 53 or 57%, something like that. It's about a quarter of a person's height. And that's exactly where they measure it. And they measure it in spring training, so it's not like it matters during the game, you know, crouching down or standing up or whatever. So, yeah, Altuve and Judge have different strike zones, naturally.
You're listening to